This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, September 10th at Pier 27. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available, and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
McFarland Energy, thank you so much for sponsoring the Brad Foe Show. And this is one where you're going to want a Brad Foe Show on the go, because we're in Houston, where all the action took place. All the action took place on trade deadline eve, and trade deadline eve was nuts. It was absolutely kooky. Can't imagine what trade deadline the actual day is going to be like. When you listen to this, you'll probably know. But still, let me just recap trade deadline eve. It was wacky. It was nuts. It was crazy. It was, it was unbelievable. You know, where you have obviously the anticipation of everything, the trade deadline. But then the whole Christian Vasquez scenario. Now, let me just say this, because I don't want to forget this. Christian Vasquez, covering him, I said this on the broadcast, he's a genuine guy. I like covering, my favorite guys are genuine guys, and Christian Vasquez was a genuine guy. There's nothing phony about him. He was very honest, I felt, in his interview. When he felt sexy, he said, "I feel sexy." You know, he was usually said something that was within the quotes, within the conversation with the media. It was honesty, almost too much honesty sometimes, but honesty. He was he is a genuine guy. I really enjoyed covering him. Saw the maturation of him as a player this year. I thought he'd take a huge, huge step forward. Good for him. I mean, good for him. He's going to make some money in the free agent class. Good for him. So we knew that this was a possibility of him traded. He didn't want to be traded. Family didn't want to go anywhere. This is the reality of life. Now, how this all went down. So what happened was, we're out at the field. We're waiting for Alex Cora to do the media session. So finally, Cora comes out to the dugout. 2 minutes and 32 seconds. That's how long Cora was. By far the shortest media session there was. There's some vagueness about Wednesday starter Rich Hill, Brian Bayo. Really didn't ask about Vasquez. Asked about general thing about trade deadline. Sale, Paxton, boom, 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 done. Go out to batting practice. Guy behind the dugout yelling, Christian Vasquez. You know, so that's in my head. Like, he's yelling Christian Vasquez. So I know Vasquez is out there. Then sure enough, boom, there's Jeff Paxton's report that the Red Sox were on the verge, pretty much had agreed to a trade with the Houston Astros for Vasquez. We later came to know that was for minor league prospects in Manuel Valdez and Willier Abreu, whatever you want to say. We'll get to know them a little bit better. That's not what the story is about. You got two minor leaguers for Christian Vasquez. So now we see that report comes out. Look over, there's Vasquez hitting in the cage. I'm like, what is going on? What is happening? And walk over, take video. Here he is, 2 seconds ago. Here's a report. Here's Christian Vasquez hitting in the cage. I couldn't imagine that he didn't know. Like, that nobody knew, that no one was talking to him. Typically, someone will go up to him and say, you know, hey, listen, this report just came out. You may want to give a heads up. Nobody was saying anything to him. Finally, he sort of drifts off to the side of the cage. Now he's talking to Bogaerts, and Bogaerts seems to tell him something. Then you see a couple other people gathering around. I think Carlos Fabelis, and then Kevin Plawecki came over, gave him sort of a hug, headlock type of thing. So now it seems like Vasquez knows. So it seems like he knows now. And now he leaves the batting cage area, goes out the shortstop where Bogaerts had gone out. Now he stands out there with Bogaerts a little bit. Finally, batting practice ends. So now he's going to come back. So now all the media knows this. And now there's more certainty. It's basically reported that the deal's done. So Vasquez comes in and he's met with the media, has asked one question. I mean, tons of media around him. He just says something along the line, it's a business. And next thing you know, the Red Sox media relations personnel pulls them or guides them out into the dugout. Last time we ever saw Christian Vasquez in a Red Sox uniform, ironically, walks right by the helmet rack. That's where his helmet was, stayed for a while. Number 7, boom. But that's the last we saw of Christian Vasquez. That's it, in a Red Sox uniform. That was it. It was bizarre. Now, a couple of things that you should know. As far as I know, there were no front office representatives at the park in Houston, which is semi-understandable because it's trade deadline and everyone's back, but not really understandable. There should have been someone there. And really, Dave Dombrowski was the extreme of the opposite of that, where when he had a trade deadline on the road, he took the entire front office with him. There was a trade deadline in Anaheim. They had like 10 guys in one booth watching the game that day. I mean, he brought everybody with him. And the importance of that was exactly what we saw right there. Part of the importance, which is communicating to the player. Now, in this case, it was Cora, Alex Cora, who had communicated to him before batting practice, which is what we came to find out later. So Alex Cora evidently just told Christian Vasquez, said, hey, listen, you know, this is going down. And Christian Vasquez asked to take batting practice. So when we saw him out at batting practice, he had a pretty good idea. Now, the other players, as you're going to hear from the other players, they didn't seem to have a great idea of it. J.D. Martinez, Nathan Eovaldi, Kevin Plawecki. But Vasquez did. He asked to go out to do batting practice one last time, and Cora let him. So Cora was the one communicating with him. Oh, man. So all this stuff. So at the end of the day, Vasquez is traded for 2 minor leaguers. Red Sox trade for Tommy Pham, outfielder, for a player to be named later. Red Sox trade Jake Diekman for Reese McGuire, catcher, to sort of replace. Like, Pham and McGuire, they're stopgaps, okay? There's nothing about them that suggests you are going for it. There's nothing to suggest that. Nothing, okay? They're major league players, but they're not going to be the guys who are going to put you over the top. They're going to push you forward. Now, so Chaim Bloom now talks in the 6th inning on Zoom with the media and just keeps saying, you know, the puzzle isn't complete. The puzzle isn't complete. As I wrote on WEI.com today, said, well, okay, this is your defining moment. If the puzzle is not complete, if you are truly going for it, then let's see what you're going to do. If you trade J.D. Martinez and or Nathan Eovaldi, then you aren't going for it. I can't imagine a scenario where you're able to replace those two guys and what they bring in their skill sets and their positions and suggest that you're going for it. Anyway, we're going to find that out. But this whole Christian Vasquez thing, I mean, this is clearly in that clubhouse, it stung, man. It was a punch to the gut where you had less of, well, we'll see. Now it was, you know, as Plawecki says, you're going to hear. He's like, you know, we just got to get through 5 o'clock, man. We got to figure out what's going on. We got to figure out what's what. And so now the Red Sox go out and win. They beat the Astros. Eovaldi pitches really well. His fastball finally crept up to 96 after starting the game at 93, 94. There were signs of life. So that the not even the consensus, almost to a man in that clubhouse, the feeling is this, that they are talented enough, especially if when they get guys back, to compete. They want to compete. They want to go for it. But at the same time, they've never been more uncertain about what's going to do. They have no idea. I think that they are taken aback. I mean, I'll give them credit for going out and beating the Astros. That was a step in the right direction. Now they don't have to play a game before the deadline. They're going to find out one way or the other. But, you know, it is, I mean, they said it. It's a bizarre time. So there you go. That's all the stuff from Houston. Really, you know, the big podcast probably will be after the trade deadline. We'll define exactly what this team is going forward, what Chaim Bloom did going forward, all of that. But, you know, I want to give you something in the meantime. So I'll finish things off here. Here's three players giving their perspective on the whole Vasquez thing. First one's J.D. Martinez. Second one's Nathan Eovaldi. And the third one is when I talk to Kevin Plawecki. So you'll hear their perspective of it. I think it's worth it. Subscribe, rate, follow, listen, all of it. Thank you so much for all your support of the Bradford Show. Appreciate it. With Coop is going to be with me. Courtney, the whole crew will be back. We're going to have guests throughout the week. But once again, I felt like this was important to get this one out. So, all right, enjoy these interviews. Once again, J.D. Martinez, Nathan Eovaldi, Kevin Plawecki. Boom, boom, boom. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are your thoughts on kind of all that going on?
It's crazy. You know, it's a fun time to be a fan, you know, kind of mixed feelings if you're a player. But, you know, it's been great playing with him. He's been an unbelievable teammate. Probably one of my favorite teammates I've, you know, played with. He's a great, you know, just all-around person in general. You know, great follower of Christ, great get everything, you know, great person. Just, we're going to miss him.
Is it a disappointment because obviously he's a huge part of this team, part of the success of the team?
Yeah, it is. No, I mean, it is. We're going to miss him.
To move Christian, does that suggest that maybe there's more coming and then, you know, a couple more you guys could go?
I don't know. You know, that's a Chaim question, but I think anything's open now, you know?
How difficult is it for you guys to know that he's also going across the aisle and, you know, to that team? Pretty stacked and doing pretty well.
We were just talking about it. We're like, damn, we just sat through all our meetings and he just heard all our hitters' meetings. And he's going over there now to catch against us. They have a great team, you know, and he's going to fit in well there. Anywhere he goes, he's going to fit in well.
What are the Astros getting Christian
Vasquez? Like I said, they're getting a great player. A guy that you know is going to put everything he has in the game. You know, this guy's going to go back there every night and catch and, you know, give it his all.
When did you find out?
When I was hitting in the cage and the guys, they told me what happened, pretty much.
See, does it bum you out that, you know, you guys were in contention there for a while and nothing was done to help your roster and now they're taking it apart?
I don't know. Yeah, but no. At the same time, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, I'm not a GM. I don't have my GM hat. I don't know, like, you know, the whole situation of the franchise, of what the prospects they have, you know, their whole situation. All I know is what we have in the field, and I know our team is a good team enough to compete and a good enough team to be out there.
I mean, you guys had some additions in July. I mean, that could have made a difference, you know, from what happened.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it was unfortunate we got all the injuries, honestly.
Was it surreal? I mean, having him
take BP, knowing he's going to be playing for that other team? I mean, how weird would that be?
No, it is a weird feeling. Just kind of talk about it. I think it happened to Benny, right? Last week or whatever, Kansas City just walked right over.
I think he's got the fifth all-time now, right? Of games caught behind the plate and everything. I mean, there's only a handful of guys, I feel like, who can go back there and catch every game all season long. I mean, you're going to be battling through injuries and things like that, but I mean, he's able to go back there and gives it all every time out there, and I mean, he's definitely going to be missed here and by the Red Sox.
What did the team show you the way they played tonight, just kind of given everything that happened before the game?
Again, I feel like as a starter, you can go out there and kind of set the tone for the team, and I felt like I was able to do that. I felt like the Astros came out swinging, and I was able to kind of keep them off balance, and the defense was able to pick me up on the plays, and for us to be able to score there and get the lead, then I gave it up, but we were able to answer back. I mean, I feel like everybody did their job tonight. The bullpen was good, and then we were able to lock it down, and hopefully we're just going to be able to build off of this. And I mean, it's difficult to see guys like Vasquez and Diekman go, and especially Vasquez, how much he's meant to us and the Red Sox. But we got to be able to, I mean, we understand it's part of the game, and we got to be able to turn the page, and we got to come out and win ball games.
Nick, do you allow yourself to think, about the trading, about, this could be your last start in this uniform and so on, or you can't?
No, I mean, I'm aware of it, of course, but I try not to think about it. I feel like the more I think about it, the more of a distraction it becomes, not only to myself, but to the teammates. And, we can speculate all we want, but until it happens, I try to, I'm a Red Sox, And until then, until I'm out, I'm out.
And how was it in the clubhouse, Christian saying goodbye? Could you paint the picture for us?
No, I mean, it's difficult because, like I said, I mean, especially Vasquez being a catcher, and, he relates to both sides, all the pitchers, all the the offense, the outfield, the infield, everybody. And for him to leave, and again, like I said, everything he's been able to accomplish over here with the Red Sox, fifth in games caught, and, winning a World Series in 18, I mean, he means a lot to us. And I mean, it's one of those friendships that's never going to, be gone, even though he's not with us now. But, it's definitely difficult having to say bye to him, especially as, it was like 5:40 before the game. So, I mean, we were about to go over the Astros scouting report and getting ready to go through all that. But, I mean, it's definitely difficult seeing him go. And, I mean, we still got tomorrow, so we don't know what's going to happen.
Does it send a tough message to you guys? I mean, you're still within striking distance, but the front office trade a player like that away?
It's difficult for us, but again, like I said, we got to come out here and do our job. And I mean, the guys we have, I mean, it's almost like the injuries that we've had to overcome. We're going to have other guys step up and be ready to pick up the slack and be able to help us out.
How did you find out, and what was it to take by surprise?
I was in there on the training table, and Doogie was the one who came in, and he asked. He was like, "Is it true? Is it true?" And I was like, "What?" Trying to find out the information, and then he said, Vasquez was traded, and it's like you got to wait and find out. And when the news broke, it was true. So it's sad, and but again, at the same time, you got to prepare and go out there, and you got to go out there and perform and do your job.
It's a tough one before you're getting ready for a start.
Yeah, I mean, especially with your starting catcher behind the plate, and then like I said, we were going to go over the hitters at like 5:50, go over the Astros, and luckily, I throw to plow a lot as well, so we were able to go over the game plan and plow did a good job back there behind the plate.
I feel like with a manager like Alex, he's going to be able to keep you guys focused no matter what happens for the rest of the season by 6 o'clock tomorrow.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, AC does a great job of making sure that we're prepared and then just reminding us, of how good we are in here. I mean, obviously, Vasquez's a huge piece of this organization, and everything that he was able to contribute to. But we got Plow and all the other guys that are going to be able to fill in right there, and we've got Reese as well. So I don't know what role he'll be playing right away, but we're going to have other guys that are going to be joining the team and hopefully helping us, contributing to win.
Your GM talked to the media before, and he said that you guys are still poised maybe to make a full season run. Mm-hmm. Additional changes that you made. How much do you want to be a part of that?
No, I do. I said it when I came over here in 18, I mean, one of the, it's the greatest year that I've had and being able to win the World Series championship. But the part of me was like, I joined it. I wanted to be a part of a World Series championship from the beginning to the end. I feel like there's a lot more meaning to it. I'm not saying that 18 didn't mean a lot, but obviously it did. But, I'd love to stay here and help us out to win. And, I think we have a great talented team and the starting staff. We're going to have other pieces joining us again. And adding back to the team. And again, we've had a lot of injuries, you know, and guys are just coming back and starting to sit back into their normal positions and get the routine of things or get the reps and everything that they need to do to go out there and help us win ball games.
As a veteran, you know that this time of year grows around every season. How hard is it to decipher between the business aspect and the personal aspect of it?
I mean, I feel like it's always a business. You know what I mean? When it comes down to it at the end of the game, you know, you can do as much as you can, be as, you know, great of a teammate and do all the right things. But, I mean, with that being said, you can also do the same thing with another organization. And I understand about the business side of it. And, you know, they're looking to build and build not only this year, but the next and the next and the next. So,
you just take, like, how you found out and, like, obviously you're a key part of the –
Yeah. I mean, yeah, weird day for sure. But yeah, I found out right before batting practice. Not that anything was going on. I didn't know. Nothing was official yet. AC told me I was catching. That was it. And then, kind of, you know, you get, I haven't heard anything. You don't know where or what.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
So we're watching. And I saw at one point you put
your arm around. Yeah, I mean, it kind of.
Was that when it trickled out, or did...
We didn't know. I didn't know for sure, but I mean, I don't know if he fully knew for sure, but... I mean, I think he knew, but everything wasn't finalized yet, so he couldn't really tell me, but I think just kind of like, as word came out, I feel like to you guys, everybody kind of kept... The crowd kept getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I saw Bogey, like, say something again.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I didn't officially find out until we came back in here after BP, but, I mean, I kind of had a feeling that was... I don't know where it was going or anything like that.
But you knew before BP you were catching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, just a weird day. I'm going to miss him. Share some good times together here. You know, he welcomed me with open arms. And you know, we just wanted to catch winners every day. You know, whoever was in there. And we picked each other up and prepared every day together. And you know, he'll be missed for sure. But, yeah, I wish him all the best, and you know, we had some good times last year. It was a fun ride. We're in a weird spot right now as a group, but you know, we'll keep going. You know,
we'll talk about that if you can. I mean, it's human nature, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you say, well, we want to make the playoffs, but you trade a really good player.
Yeah, no man. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a business. I know it's cliche and all that, but you know, at the end of the day, we're here to play ball and. You know, those decisions really we have no control over, you know, so all we can do is go out there and compete with the, you know, 26 guys we got in here each and every night and you know, and go for a win, you know.
Do you feel like tonight you beat one of the best teams in the league? It is, again, a cliche, but is a mess. You want to send a message saying, listen, you know, like, we get it, you traded one guy, but don't trade everybody.
Yeah, I mean... yeah, we'll see what happens, you know. I mean, we're all just kind of ready for tomorrow at, what is it, 5 o'clock to come and go. You know, whatever team we've got in here, you know, we're going to battle with and keep competing and playing hard, you know. Still in the hunt of it, you know. So we got something we can still accomplish, you know, whether this is our group or those other subtractions and additions, you know. We'll just have to kind of... See how things unfold, you know, and keep moving forward.
The last thing is just Nate. I mean, like, this is why everyone appreciates Nate, right? I mean, a game like today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's unbelievable. I mean, catching him the last 3 years has been great. He competes his tail off. He's well prepared, and you know, he wants the ball every fifth day, you know, and that's what you want in a starter, and he attacks the lineup and goes at it and goes about it the right way, and that's what you want as a teammate and as a competitor.
I appreciate it.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.